So this is the grave of Cecil Frances Alexander, Mrs. C.F. Alexander, she's well known, in Derry City Cemetery. So she's born in 1818 in Dublin to English immigrant parents. Her father was land agent to the Earl of Wicklow, later to the Marquess of Abercorn, as in making people pay their rent. So a bit of a hate figure for most people, a gone beam man. Anyway, so she grew up in an upper middle class family, and they were communicants of the Church of Ireland. They moved around the country a little bit. She spent her teenage years in Strabane, County Tyrone, about 20 miles south of here. Then she was quite an educated woman, but third level education didn't exist for women back then. She hung around with her parents, really, hoping to get married. Was an old maid, left on the shelf, but managed to get married at the age of 32. Very old in those days. Married the Reverend Alexander, who was a Church of Ireland clergyman of distant Scots ancestry. He was 6 years younger than her. And his family thought, she's too old to marry. Is she going to have enough children? Because he would have like about 8 children those days. Only half are going to make it. They had children in the end, but, you know, not that many. So happy life with him. And then he was appointed Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, I think. Raphoe being a county, Donegal. There's a tiny Church of Ireland cathedral there, but the bishop spends most of his time here. So she was known for her benefactions for many decades, helping the needy. She was an ecumenist and drew no distinction between Catholic and Protestant, and those she was assisting helped to establish the Derry Home for Fallen Women, as in those who'd given birth outside of wedlock, seen as a bit disgraceful, like the Magdalen Homes and so on. So known as Fanny, as in a version of Frances, a middle name. By the way, Cecil was an androgynous name back those days. Who's that one who wrote that classic book about the famine about 1950? Cecil Woodham Smith, Cecil being a woman. So that was her. Best known as a hymnodist, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wild and wonderful, the Lord God made them all, and things like that. On the famous processional hymn for Christmas carols, once in Royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby with a manger for a bed, and things like that. And so she definitely believed in social gradations, suited her because she's quite near the top of the pyramid. The rich man with his castle, the poor man at his gate, God ordered their estate kind of thing. So she thought people should accept their place in society. Wasn't a very political person, so died, I think, in 1895. It was a bit of a period of détente after the failure of the Second Home Rule Bill. And her husband survived her by quite a few years, lived to what was a very great age. A surprisingly humble grave for her here, and she's interred with some of her children, okay, in the older part of the city of Derry Cemetery. When she died, the city still had a Protestant majority. This was established in 1853, this burial ground, and so they're nearer the entrance are the wealthier people, overwhelmingly Presbyterian, Church of Ireland and so forth. The Catholic community are very much in the majority, especially this side of the river these days. So the newer graves, the 20th century, 21st century graves towards the top of the hill, they're almost all Catholic people. I mean, you can tell by the surnames usually. Obviously, that's not an absolutely accurate guide. Someone with a typically English, Welsh, Scots surname, more likely to be Protestant. Someone with a more indigenous Irish surname like me, we're more likely to be of the Catholic denomination. Not that it matters to many people very much anymore, thankfully. All right, toodaloo.